Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. When you need answers to defend your Catholic faith, call on the one with the expert. When you need assurance that you do not travel this world alone, call on the one with the expert. When you need to know that Jesus truly keeps his promises to remain with us sacramentally, call on the one with the expert. The Catholic Defender Radio Network, home of the experts. Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. And for this August 11th, our saint of the day is Saint Clare of Assisi. Like Saint Francis, Clare was known for her many miracles. Among her most famous feats is using a consecrated host to ward off invaders. She displayed the sacrament in a monstrance at the convent gates and prayed before the attackers left. She was full of the spirit of peace as well as of fortitude. She was by no means a quarrelsome person, but she was always ready to defend that which was good. She was called upon to defend what was good many times in her life, and this required great fortitude. On Palm Sunday of 1212, she ran away from home and joined a small band of men who were gathered around St. Francis. They welcomed her at the door to the chapel, where St. Francis gave her a rough tunic made of sackcloth and cut off her hair, as a sign of renunciation of the world. The form of life the Order of Poor Sisters of Blessed Francis established is to observe the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ by living in obedience without anything of one's own and in chastity. One of the sugary moments of Francis of Assisi pictures Clare as a golden-haired beauty floating through the sun-drenched field, a sort of one-woman counterpart to New Franciscan Order. The beginning of her religious life was indeed moving material. Having refused to marry at 15, Clare was moved by the dynamic preaching of Francis. He became her lifelong friend and spiritual guide. At 18, Clare escaped from her father's house one night, was met on the road by friars carrying torches, and in the poor little chapel, received a rough woolen habit, exchanged her jewel belt for a common rope with knots in it, and sacrificed her long tresses to Francis' scissors. He placed her in a Benedictine convent with her, which her father and uncles immediately stormed in rage. Kara clung to the altar of the church, threw aside her veil to show her cropped hair, and remained adamant. 16 days later, her sister Agnes joined her. Others came. They lived a simple life of great poverty, austerity, and complete seclusion from the world, according to a rule which Francis gave them as a second order. At age 21, Francis obliged Clare under obedience to accept the office of abbess, which she exercised until her death. St. Clare's feast day is August the 11th. She is the patron saint of eye disease, goldsmiths, laundry, television, bicycle messengers, good weather, and needleworkers. In the convent of San Damiano, Clare practiced heroically the virtues that should distinguish every Christian: humility, a spirit of piety and penance, and charity. Although she was the superior, she wanted to serve the six sisters herself and joyfully subjected herself to the most menial tasks. That is our saint of the day, St. Clare of Assisi.
Well, St. Clare, and she, I love that story about King Ferdinand II, who sent a swarm of Muslim fighters to Assisi to rampage the whole place. And as they were drawing near the city gates, city walls, with ladders and crowbars and axes, you know, the people in the Assisi was just, they were going all over the place because they were in fear of what was taking place. And the nuns went to where St. Clare was, and she was praying before the Blessed Sacrament. And,
you know, there may be people listening to us right now who don't understand the Catholic faith as a native Catholic would. And they hear about these religious orders that shut themselves away from the world. And, you know, we have the cloisters and we have others besides this one. And they don't understand why, because Jesus came to the world and they're going away from it. Seems like they're doing just the opposite. Could you shed some more light on that? Why do they do that?
Well, I think it's kind of like in the military. You got your general army, right? Your general military. But then you got your special forces. You got your rangers. You know, well, the church has those that do a higher rule and a higher calling.
Sort of like the gold, sort of like the Green Berets what is it, the SEAL team?
Yeah, I guess you could kind of look at it that way. I'm glad we got them. And St. Clare, she happened to have the monstrance with the Blessed Sacrament, and she went out as they were climbing the walls. The Lord in the Eucharist became like the Transfiguration, where it became like white as snow. And this totally, the Muslims, they turned around in fear because what they saw, that was just something they could not handle. And so, but Jesus saved his people. He saved his people like he promises he does. He would, in a very special way, and it just shows the Lord's true presence in the Eucharist. And what these people were facing and what the nuns were facing, it was terror. It was terror. But in the face of this terror, they retreated when they saw the majesty of the Lord. Yes, and the Eucharist became white as snow, or just like the Transfiguration. He shows his divinity. Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And this was a time, this was a case where he allowed himself to be revealed, even in the face of an on-charging enemy who had no fear. These people, this enemy was they had intended to plunder, to rape and pillage, and to kill. They were there to cause chaos and trouble.
When the small army, armed to the teeth, came to arrest Jesus, they asked, "We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth." When Jesus said, "I am He," they fell backwards upon the ground. And Bishop Fulton Sheen says, "Never is there this kind of humiliation without the hint of glory. There's always one right after the other."
Well, every time there's a mass, mm-hmm. a miracle is taking place. And that's why we pray for our priests, because without them, there would not be such a miracle. So here we go.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer for priests right now is coming from St. John Vianney. He's the patron saint of priests. Pray for us, St. John Vianney. A prayer for priests. Lord Jesus, we, your people, pray to you for our priests. You have given them to us for our needs. We pray for them in their needs. Let them see you face to face in the breaking of the Eucharistic bread. And St. John Vianney said this, when you have made a good confession, you have chained up the devil. And he also said, St. John Vianney said, if you invoke the Blessed Virgin Mary, you are, when you're tempted, she will come at once to your help, and Satan will leave you. And so the Catholic priest always at your side when you fall. And so they're always raising the dead. Every day, Catholic priests around the world are raising people from the dead, those who come to confession, who have been in mortal sin. Because when you go there, Jesus forgives your sins, mortal and venial, all sin, when you confess them. And when the priest gives you absolution. And he gives you a penance, too. But I'm just saying that it is Jesus who forgives you of your sin. And these priests, they're in their action, are raising people back to life from the dead. Oh, Jesus, our great high priest, hear my humble prayers on behalf of your priests. Give them a deep faith, a bright and firm hope, and a burning love, which will ever increase in the course of their priestly life. In their loneliness, comfort them. In their sorrows, strengthen them. In their frustrations, point out to them that it is through suffering that the soul is purified, and show them that they are needed by your church. They are needed for souls. They are needed for the work of redemption. Wow. That is so important. And that is, again, why we pray for priests. And we also pray for children. it is important for us to pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Lord, we ask for protection for our children and grandchildren. We pray for transformation, and we pray for restoration. We pray to you, O Lord, for our children. Heavenly Father, may our children not fear, for you are with them. As we place our children in your mighty, loving hands, give us peace, knowing that you are right by their side. Please replace their fears with the strength and courage to face whatever the day brings. The 16th, in his prayer for protection of a child, he said, O God, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy so we may be protected, so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. O God, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. And we ask St. Nicholas for his prayer. We ask also, Lord, dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. St. Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, St. Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious St. Joseph, to you, God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O St. Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that having experienced here below your heavenly power, we may offer our thanksgiving and homage to the most loving of fathers. And along with St. Joseph, we ask in unity with St. Sebastian, St. Maria Goretti, St. Daphna, St. Philomena, St. Gianna, St. Christopher, St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, St. Monica, St. Anthony. I mean, you know, how can we lose with such a great, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And we thank you for hearing our prayer, hearing our prayers on behalf of these little children.
Don't you know that we're all children, and it's all for one and one for all? Children, call each other names. Children, play in the grown-up game. And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children. think that they are grown children with children of their own. From the cradle to the grave, I wish we could all behave like little children, God's little children, sweet, precious children, pretty, dirty children.
You know, Don, there's one proof that God has a sense of humor is he made children. I dug this up on the internet, and it's called Theology as Explained by Children. The first book of the Bible was Genesis, in which Adam and Eve were created from an apple tree. Noah's wife was called Joan of Arc. Lot's wife was a pillar of salt by day and a ball of fire by night. Samson slayed the Philistines with the acts of the apostles. Unleavened bread is bread made without ingredients. And Moses went to the top of Mount Sinai to get the Ten Commandments out of the mouth of babes. One class of first and second graders were asked why there was only one God. And a little boy raised his hand and he said, because God fills everywhere, every space, and there's no room for another.
Well,
very makes you stop and think, doesn't it?
Yeah, God is everywhere. He's omniscient.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, well, God, the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God in three divine persons.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary. And you know how Mary, our mother, loves these little children. So here's an honor of
your protection, and Lord, your
And that's the memorial, memory, with Donna Corey Gibson in song. Remember, O Most Gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, and before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. The memoriae. Oh, wow. I just all of a sudden just got tongue-tied, but that's okay. But what a beautiful prayer that is. And that was Donna Corey Gibson, Catholic artist and singer. And Mike, thank you for this opportunity to come on here and tell the world about St. Clare of Assisi. Thank you, Mike.
You bet. She was
and
quite a saint.
So, most certainly.
And speaking of saints of the day, what's the saint for the 12th?
The saint for the 12th will be Saint Jane Frances de Chantal. Jane Frances de Chantal. So that'll be for the 12th. And you asked for a particular saint, and I can tell you pretty much that's going to be, let me see if I can, yeah, Saint Teresa of Calcutta will be September the 5th. That's September the 5th, and that will be her feast day. And
that's
when
my
we
dad's
will...
birthday.
Really? Wow. My mother's birthday is the 6th of September, now that you mention it. Excellent. Wow. But that's what it is. And so we thank you all out there in Deeper Truth Land for listening in and supporting us as we go day by day presenting these saints. And what a joy it is to do this. So thank you, Mike, as we pray for Pope Francis and all our clergy and for America. We pray for America and we pray for all of our children and we pray for our families. We pray for America. And I just love that song by Donna Corey Gibson, The Memoriae. God bless you, and we will see you next time. God bless you, Mike, and we'll see you later. Take care. God bless you all.
You bet.
And good night or good day, wherever you happen to be. And, Mike, you take care. Take care. Goodbye.